Tales of Terror from the Black Ship by Chris Priestley. Read by Bill Wallace. The Storm. For 3 long days, the coast had been savaged by a wild and rapid storm. The waves threw themselves at the ancient cliffs with a rage few had ever witnessed, and certainly nothing I could remember seeing in my 13 years of life, and I had lived nowhere else. The old inn, my home, squatted on the cliff top, holding on for dear life like a limpet clinging to a rock at high tide. It stood on a gnarled promontory that had been gnawed relentlessly over the centuries, so that only a thin trackway connected it to the rest of Cornwall. It was eaten away on either side like the core of an apple, undermined to form a bridge, and in danger of being bitten clean through and making an island of the inn and islanders of me and my family. The storm was a killing storm, and had raced across the Atlantic without warning, like some wild, ravenous beast. Fishermen all along the coast were caught in its claws, and their wan-faced widows haunted the quays and harbour mouths. On the first day, a clipper that had tried to outrun the storm had been broken up on the teeth of the rocks a mile or so offshore, and gone down with all hands, the sea too mountainous for the lifeboatmen to reach them. The day after, another ship, an ancient-looking vessel, had been sighted in the bay, only just visible amid the low clouds and sea spray, and the folk along the shore prayed that it had found some way to outwit the winds and escape the fate of the drowned brig. I did likewise as I stood.